Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
State lawmakers will get to vote later this month on a bail reform bill after it cleared a committee yesterday, but not all of the bill's co-sponsors are happy with some of the revisions made to it. Phil, let's start with telling us a little bit about this bill that would be a first in the country reform.
That's right. Well, we're talking about basically eliminating the bail system, going to a bail bondsman and bailing somebody out, maybe putting your house up as a collateral. The idea is that people to show up in court, and to do that, they have to have some responsibility, and it's called bail. Well, a lot of people felt it was unfair, that it affected poor people more than rich people. Poor people couldn't put up the bail, and they languished in jail while a rich person got to walk until their court dates. So there was a move to reform it, and this Thursday, after a lot of wrangling behind the scenes, the proposal came out the state Senate with some agreements from the state assembly to do that, to eliminate the bail system. But some of the initial backers, including some of the state's public defenders and civil rights attorneys, said, wait a minute, this change could actually make it tougher, because rather than doing bail, we're going to do an assessment by judges that would decide whether you were a light, a medium, or heavy risk, and you could still wind up staying in jail.
How did it get to that? Who negotiated that alternative approach?
Well, one side was sort of seeing this end of the bail system and the idea that we would use nonprofits or groups to screen your potential for flight risk. And if you weren't a flight risk, then, you know, you would be granted, you know, a release. We do that a lot. We call it release on your own recognizance. If you get picked up on a misdemeanor, there's a good chance that they'll let you out. But, you know, the judicial system and the DAs and the judges weren't quite ready for that. So they said, no, what we're going to do is we're going to put it in the hands of the judges. So there's going to be an assessment. But under this, let's say, if Jeff gets picked up with a minor drug charge, they can also weigh in whether he's had something more serious in recent times. Is there another outstanding warrant? Is there a domestic violence? What does the victim of the crime have to say? All that's going to go into the hopper. Now, that might not have a big effect, let's say, in places like San Francisco, which tend to be sort of on the liberal side going into this, but in other counties across the state, people might say, hey, wait a minute, you know, Jeff, I realize this particular infraction wasn't that big, but, you know, given your history, we're going to take into consideration that, and, you know, you're going to cool your heels for a while. That is what the defenders are a little upset about.
Which co-sponsors changed their mind? Is there any way of winning them back over?
It's going to be interesting. I'm not sure at this point whether anybody's out to win them back over. They have the votes, I think. And one of the things here that's interesting is in the past, bail has been set a lot on the idea of whether or not you're going to show up at court. This is sort of moving it towards, is it okay for society for you to be back on the street? And that could be a significant change if this passes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.